Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 8:10, and we have joining us in studio Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How's it going?
It's going well. We're busy. We're gearing up for the Biking Across Kansas bikers.
Yeah.
So it's coming up in two more days.
That's
Thursday morning.
Very
so,
exciting.
Yeah, talk about that in a little bit.
Well, I know you had First Friday here over just on Friday, of course. How'd that go?
We did. It went very well. So we had a lot of speakers. We had representatives from the Public Library and the Imagination Library. And I just want to encourage everyone to get out to Kittyland and go check out the Story Walk. That's a new project of the groups that I just mentioned. And so right now it's a fable about Miss Abel, which is very fitting, that is placed on the Story Walk. So basically what that means is you go out into Kittyland and they have what I would call a kiosk, and you walk around from station to station and be able to do a story walk as you play in the Kittyland area. So that was one of our speakers. And then we had representatives from the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. They were talking all about the Verdigris Valley art exhibit that's going on right now, kicked off on Friday. I believe it's going through the 18th. The museum is open every Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and they have over 102 pieces of art to look at and enjoy from 16 different artists from around the area. So gallery exhibits are always free. So if you want to go in and check out the all of the art, you're welcome to do so. And then there's an admission fee if you want to go to the main floor and the bottom floor and the top floor. But you were talking about the heat, so that might be something fun to do to get out of the get out of the weather. And then we also had our Rotary president, and he spoke about the fireworks fundraising, which I'll talk about in just a minute, and a fundraiser luncheon that we're having as well to help raise money. And then my daughter, actually, who serves on the Four Paws board, Lane Webster, she spoke about the 50 years of Four Paws. So Four Paws was our business sponsor, and they are the foundation part of the park and zoo. And so we had Lane speak and just really talk about all of the projects and the things that have been made possible because of the generosity of Four Paws and those who donate to Four Paws. So it was really a fun morning. We also recognized David Andries for Caught Being Kind. That's a new piece that I put in to play on, I think about first of the year we started doing that. Basically, we have all of the speakers speak, and then the last speaker listing is Caught Being Kind, and it's a surprise. And we recognize somebody who's been caught being kind. And David actually volunteered many hours on the World War II War Memorial at Mount Hope Cemetery, and then worked to get it lighted again. It is absolutely beautiful. So anybody listening to me, jump in your car after dark and drive by just down Penn Avenue, and about in the middle of the cemetery, you will enjoy the beauty of the World War II memorial. And there's 63 crosses on there. They signify those that weren't able to find the remains for, and their names are on those crosses. And so it's a way to honor those who sacrificed and gave their life back in World War II. So those were the four things that the story walk and Miss Abel and the art exhibit and fireworks were the four things that we talked about. And then we did the Caught Being Kind. But then I added First Friday fun fact. So here's a fun fact for you. The fact is that this year at the 5A state track meet, there was an athlete who ran the 100-meter dash in 10.75 seconds, which is quite fast. And the fun fact is Danny Williams, who is an Independence High School graduate, he actually is a custodian at Jefferson School. 45 years ago, he went to the 5A state track meet, ran the 100-meter dash and in 10.5, so he still holds the state record. So, and he was at First Friday, strangely enough. So that was fun. Isn't that cool?
That is great.
I know, after that many years. So So anyway, just encourage everybody to get out and enjoy First Friday. There's always lots of fun information that we share. And as I always say, if you can't get out because it's at 7:30 in the morning and a lot of people have to get to work, including myself, if it wasn't part of the chamber's job. So they put it on Facebook Live through the city. So it's another way for you to be able to enjoy that on your own time. So go check that out. This is Tuesday evening, so I want to remind everyone that Mid-Continent Band will be playing tonight in the band shell at 8 o'clock, and Denton Bodine will be the guest conductor. He is an instructor at the Dewey Public Schools. He actually, I think, graduated from high school in Ooliga and went to Pitt State to college. And so, anyway, he will be conducting tonight, and I know that they have lots of beautiful music lined up. You can always check out their Facebook page for a lineup of the music that they will be playing. And also this evening, before Mid-Continent Band, we will be having business after hours and a ribbon cutting at the Hub Church out west of town at 3176 West Main. And that will be from 5 to 6. And if you remember anything about the recent storms, when the tornado came through Independence, it sucked the roof off of the Hub Church and blew the windows out. And so they have done all of the repair work and are ready to open the doors and let the community come in and see all that has taken place since that catastrophic storm that came through Independence. So again, we'll do a ribbon cutting right at 5, and then we'll go inside and enjoy business after hours from 5 to 6. The Chamber's Diversity Task Force has been doing a film series, and it's showing at the public library on the and this is their second movie that they have been showing in the series. It's always the second Wednesday of the month, so that'll be tomorrow, and it's at 2 in the afternoon, and this movie is called Hachi, A Dog's Tale. And actually, I watched the trailer, and it really looks like...
Oh, yeah. You got to see it.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I've never seen it, but I watched the trailer, and it makes you want to watch it. So encourage everyone who has the flexibility to enjoy that movie series at the public library to join everyone again tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the public library through the Diversity Task Force. And then the Independent Science and Technology Center will be hosting an event with Sycamore Sunflowers. That's tomorrow from 6 to 7:30 in the evening. The event is free. It's in the west parking lot of 125 South Penn Avenue. So that would be the parking lot that's right behind the Science and Tech Center. And they're going to have baby chicks and live goats and hydroponics, drones, and bees. So that should be fun if you're interested in any of those things that I listed. I was talking to Sherry off air about her sister-in-law being involved in the Independence Children's Summer Theater. So all of the theater productions are lined up and ready to go. They, in fact, did a teaser at First Friday last week, and some really talented kiddos or young teenagers and even younger are going to be performing. So it's Ramona Quimby this Friday, June the 12th, and Saturday, June the 13th, and that's at 7 in the evening. And then on Sunday the 14th at 2 in the afternoon will be the final performance. All the performances are on stage at the William Inge Theater, and they take place the next 3 weekends. So, as I said, this weekend will be Ramona Quimby. Next weekend will be The Musical Adventures of Flat Stanley Jr., which that should be fun. And that, again, will be a Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock performance and a Sunday matinee at 2. And then the final performance of the summer will be Disney Newsies Jr., and that will take place starting on Friday the 26th. So basically the next 3 weekends, as I mentioned. So get out and support our youth and enjoy some great summer theater. I have my granddaughter who's 2.5, and I'm hoping to be able to take her. I think she'll be entertained. It's a very, if you've ever been in the William Inge Theater, it's a very intimate theater. So all the seats are great seats, and it's always enjoyable to go out and see those summer theater productions. So we also have All Wheels Night, and that will be this Friday, and that's from 6 to 8 in downtown, and Robbie Bell will be the musical performer for that. And then on Saturday, we'll have the Masonic Lodge. They'll be providing their breakfast fundraiser. It's biscuits and gravy and pancakes and sausage and eggs for $10. And it'll be from 7 to 11. And the Masonic Lodge is located at 2000 West Laurel. Farmers Market will be happening also this Saturday, as always, from 7:30 to 11, right behind Annie Mae's. And I also would encourage everyone to check out the Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page, because they do a roll call on Thursday where all the vendors kind of type in and post in and talk about what they're going to be bringing. So it's a fun way to kind of see in advance what will be at the market that week, what kind of produce is coming out of the gardens that will be available. They're celebrating Juneteenth this Saturday, the 13th, at the Independent Science and Technology Center at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They'll be hosting an informative lecture, Learning from Gordon Parks by Humanities Kansas, presented by Ann Dean. And if you need more information about anything at the Science Center, call 620-313-8780. The IMAC Singers Community Choir is in their third season, and they're gearing up with their practices. They practice, I believe, every Monday from 6 to 7:30 at the museum, and they'll be starting Monday the 15th, and they'll just keep going the 15th, 22nd, and 29th of June, and then they'll continue through July, and then the concert will be on the 29th at 7 o'clock, and the 29th is a Wednesday, so mark your calendar for that. Rotary Club, as I said, spoke at First Friday, but they are doing all of the fundraising for the fireworks display on the 4th of July. So they're working to raise about $25,000 to make that happen. And if we as Independence community members all just give a little, then it will add up to a lot, and we will have a great 4th of July celebration. In an effort to raise some money, the Rotary Club is doing a fundraising luncheon on the 19th, and that's a Friday, and we'll be at Patio 210, and we're going to be grilling hot dogs. There's going to be chips, drink, and a dessert for a suggested $10 donation, and you can also do business orders. So if you want to place an order and you want us to deliver some, you know, lunches to your place of business, we can do that as well. And we will be posting, you'll be actually calling the Independence Housing Authority at City Hall, and that's who will be taking the orders. I'm pulling up my phone right now to see if I can pull up her work number real quick. It's 332-2536, and that's the number that you call if you want, you know, to order 25 hot dogs or hot dog lunches to be delivered to your place of business. So that's a fun way to contribute to the cause, because not everybody can get away from work. And so anyway, that's on the 19th at Patio 210 from 11 to 1. And again, that is sponsored by Rotary. We're trying to raise some money through our club. And then also we're doing all the solicitation to call businesses and community members to ask for some donations. And then lastly, I'll do a little save the date for another business after hours. And that will be on June the 30th at 5 o'clock. The reason why this one I want to give a save the date for is because this will be at the new housing addition by Jefferson School. And so the Independence Housing Authority has built some homes out there along with some other homes, and the IHA homes will be open, and you'll be able to tour those and see them. I've been in all of them. They are beautiful. There are some that are actually, I think, either sold or have contracts on them. So lots of movement out there. And I think there's even two houses that have people living in them. So anyway, it's nice to see those homes being built and people moving in. So that's what's happening on the community calendar. But I did want to give kind of an update on something that will be happening in a few days. So you may or may not know, but Independence is host city for Biking Across Kansas. So they started out in western Kansas over the weekend, and they're traveling, I don't know, more than 500 miles across kind of the bottom part of the state. And they're going to, we're the third to last stop. They're going to end in Pittsburgh, Kansas. But they will be pedaling into Independence this Thursday morning around 9:30, and they're all staying at the high school. Some will be in the hotels, some have RVs, but the majority of them will pitch tents and be in the out on the grounds of the high school. They'll be in the high school. And so they're going to roll into town. We've got signs that we're putting up to welcome them into town and banners. They're going to come in, they'll get off their bikes and rest, and then we're going to have a concession stand that's being sponsored by the high school cheer and dance squad. And the Lions Club will be there with watermelon and some others that will be having hydration stations. And so we'll have an information table so that we can tell them all the fun things that are happening in our community so that they can go and enjoy their time. It's really less than 24 hours that they'll be in our community. And so we have a bus system that's going to take them from the high school to the park, to the downtown, to the high school, to the park, to the downtown all day long, and shuttle them around. So they'll be going out to the park and enjoying the train and the carousel and miniature golf and the zoo. And then we're going to have a baseball chat with Ken Brown, and then the aquatic center obviously will be open. So many things for them to do out in the park and zoo. And then they will also be going downtown to shop and dine and enjoy their time in downtown Independence for both lunch and for dinner. We have a special trip out to Little House on the Prairie as well, if they're wanting to go out and check that out. And then in the evening, there's going to be music from 6 to 8 by Brian Knowles. He'll be playing in front of the IGC Sporting Heritage Center. So the community is welcome to come downtown. We're going to have 3 food trucks downtown in addition to all of our great restaurants, because our restaurants just don't have the capacity to handle 400 extra people on top of everyone else who eats in the restaurants in downtown. So we brought in Try Me from Fredonia and Ghetto Taco, and Munchkins, which is Munchkins Mobile, is a new food truck in Independence. Taryn Irvin is the operator and owner of Munchkins. And so those 3 food trucks will be over on Laurel Street right across from Muffin Tops, and they'll be there for lunch because the streets will all be open. And then they will move right after lunch into the downtown area around 4, because we will be blocking off the downtown area so that we can get the food trucks in and that all of the cyclists will be able to get their food. And we're going to have some tables set up in the middle of downtown. And then again, we'll have some music available for everyone to enjoy. So they'll do that. Lights out at 10 o'clock. They'll be back at the high school. And then bright and early at 5:30 the next morning, we're going to be serving breakfast, and all of our local restaurants will be providing breakfast food. So we have Annie Mae's will be down there. We have Muffin Tops. We have Daylight Donuts. We have Down Home Family Restaurant. And we'll have the college is also bringing breakfast food in. And so anyway, lots of fun. Breakfast will be provided along with Munchkin's food truck, and then they'll jump on their bikes and pedal out of town. So anyway, we'll be having lots of guests in our community. Hopefully they'll receive and experience Independence hospitality, and maybe in a few more years we'll get to be on the map again. So no rain dances, everyone. No rain dances.
That's right. That's right. Well, that sounds like a fantastic event, and I'm really rolling out the red carpet for those cyclists. So going to be a great time. And I know, we're still, despite the rain on Saturday, we're able to pull off, the Miss Able's Summer Blast Off event.
Yes. So yes, we did. Good. Thank you for mentioning that. It was a huge success. And, that's an exaggeration. It was not a huge success. It was a great event that we had planned. Would have been a huge success if the rain would have stayed away late morning, but we did have a lot of kids come out for the spacewalk, for the the trail hike. They were out in the park looking for the rocks that we had hidden, and so anyway, they got a chance to do all those things. And then we're working to reschedule with Four Paws the hot dog lunch. So they have these 200 hot dogs and chips and everything ready to go. We just need to decide what day we're going to do that, and then they will also do the scavenger hunt, which is a quick little hunt in the zoo, and then you get your name in for those bicycles and scooters they're giving away. So they have 3 bikes, 2 scooters, and 200 hot dogs. So we are going to make that happen. We also bought a lot of trinkets for the train and carousel and miniature golf rides. So we will be having our probably a 2-hour block of free train and carousel rides and miniature golf as well when we pick a date. So stay tuned to the Chamber's Facebook page and the Park and Zoo and the Four Paws page, and we'll select a date and let everyone know.
Okay, I know you'll keep us informed on that too, Lisa. So anything else here as we wrap up?
No, I think that's it. I would just encourage everyone to always watch our Facebook page. Visit Independence is our tourism page. Get Independence is our business and community page. We have a TikTok page as well, and a website full of information. And we're just a phone call away at 620-331-1890.
All right. Well, we do appreciate it, Lisa. As always, great to catch up here, and we'll look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
That's Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce here. And on the way, we have Fox News Farm to Fork. We'll get into our Words of Inspiration program, and then we have Open Line coming up.